Bill Gates said, "Information technology and business are becoming inextricably interwoven. It's hard to talk meaningfully about one without talking about the other." This being true, the government of Jamaica has been making strides in ensuring everyone across the island has access to the internet. Just recently, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, MSTEM, opened its 160th Community Access Point. Access points offer internet services to persons in rural areas. The truth is that whatever your career, be it in accounting, construction or farming, technology can boost your production and income.
How do you use that to enable businesses? How do you enable innovation? When you look at the countries that have made the quantum leap in terms of technological development, which translates into economic development, it has been by ensuring that their citizens have access to the technology.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Many persons are interested in using information technology IT to enhance their business prospects, but are not sure how to. To assist persons and in observance of Information Communication and Technology Week, MSTEM will be hosting a whole week of activities.
There's also going to be an exposure to a number of opportunities, both business opportunities from speakers who will be presenting, and also opportunities for the average person who is not necessarily an ICT guru or tech geek, but who wants to understand how he or she can participate in this ICT-enabled economy.
The five-day event is scheduled for the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James from December 2 to 5. So what should you expect?
Scheduled for the week, the Executive Council meeting will take place on Monday the 2nd. On Tuesday the 3rd, there's going to be a joint meeting of the Executive Council and the General Conference on Ministers, and the actual opening ceremony for the ministerial seminar will take place on Tuesday the 3rd in the evening. On Wednesday the 4th, there's going to be a strategic ICT seminar.
Sounds like a lot of talk. It won't be. Minister Robinson promises it will be a far cry from a talk shop, as several critical industry movers and shakers and key policy developers will be attending the sessions and making presentations. This includes software giant Google. A workshop focused on the use of information communication and technology ICT in boosting productivity will ensure persons with disabilities are included in the week's activities. The program will be held at the Montego Bay Conference Center on December 5. It is expected to assist in the designing of policies and programs for mobile, TV, and web accessibility for persons with disabilities.
There is also going to be a demonstration of how technologies can assist persons with disabilities, and this will be done primarily by persons who have disabilities, and they'll include the Braille input devices to assist blind persons who using the keyboard and the screen output systems to read screen text, just to, you know, indicate the consciousness about this particular segment. We did a site visit to the facility and we had to ensure that the facility actually was compliant and could accommodate persons.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. The conference and activities for ICT Week will also see the launch of a harmonized Caribbean spectrum planning and management project aimed at addressing several urgent related needs with a regional perspective. Persons interested in attending one or more of the workshops planned for the week can contact the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining at 929-8990.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.